The Green Bay Packers Mentor Protégé Program presents the Lessons in Success podcast with Anna Steinfest. Every week, we will bring you the strategies and resources you need to build your business and add knowledge and expertise in order to have a profitable future for your business. Here's your host, the administrator of the Green Bay Packers Mentor Protégé Program, Anna Steinfest.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to our new episode of the podcast, Lessons in Success. And I'm here today with my co-host, Dr. Michael Troyer, and we will talk about employees and burnout today. Hello, Michael.
Good morning or good afternoon, Anna, depending on where one is today. It's good to be with all of you. We're here to try to give you some quick ideas to use in your business as a small business owner.
And especially this topic today, burnout, is extremely, we will say it, hot and the new fab. But the truth is like two-thirds of the employees dealing with burnout. And the challenge why we are mentioning this to you is you as a business owner should be very carefully exploring that topic and make sure that you know how to deal with that. We'll give you some tips and some strategies to make sure that you're dealing with that, because it's, it's hitting your bottom line, Michael. What do you think?
It's hurting your productivity, their engagement in the work, their desire to even be there. It's a hidden item. Think about that. You don't see it. You may not know it until they quit and walk away. So, Anna, can you touch a little bit, as you see it, what are the signs of burnout? What's going on with the person that leads to this sense of burnout?
Well, let's talk about what is the employee burnout? Well, that usually happens when your employees are exhausted. They're very frustrated with the job. They're disengaged. And they're unmotivated coming to work.
And one of the interesting aspects of this is that it can be an accumulation of things. Let's say that there's been little tiny changes. I want you to do this for me. Oh, by the way, we're going to change your hours. All these little changes, one by themselves may not create burnout, but when they accumulate, they slowly gather, then the person begins to get really stressed and you don't even see it necessarily.
Absolutely. And some other common causes of the employee burnout I would like to add to Michael's list is like when you put them and when you give them unrealistic deadlines or schedules.
Mm-hmm. And when you expect them to get maybe just a little bit more work done than they're getting done because something needs to be done and they're good at it, so you add it to their plate. Unmanageable workloads, we call it.
And what about ineffective leadership, Michael? Get frustrated?
Every leader is driven to get the organization to perform well, but you can't forget about the individual employee. And sometimes you put too much on them, and you're not good at seeing that. You're not good at giving them a motivation. You're not good at being sympathetic, empathetic to them even. And that can cost you burnout.
And sometimes if you have more of like a high stress work environment or your whole culture is falling apart, that is huge.
And think of the difficulty now when we're all working from home. When do I end work and start my time at home? My kids are running in all day long because I'm home and they have to be cared for. And maybe my spouse and I are sharing that. But there's not really an ending. I know that I know people who work at night because they have to get it done. They work weekends because they have to get it done. That's not healthy. I mean, at some point, you have to have time off.
And Michael, as an owner or as an employer, how do you think we can recognize some of the burnout signs? Because I think that we have to be very sensitive to that and have to recognize before it hits our bottom line.
Yes. And it's here we are back to that wonderful word, communication. You need to go out and ask. You need to be that ever-present leader that says, hey, how are you doing today? Are you feeling at all stressed? I'm concerned to know. Are you feeling a bit isolated because you're working at home? Can we talk a little bit about that? Do you feel overwhelmed sometimes? Are you waking up in the middle of the night worrying about your job? You need to talk to me about that. I'm the owner here, and I don't want you going through that. Just that empathetic set of questions does wonders for those employees.
And there is sometimes a hidden signs you probably have to start reading. Like if you're working into the office and you see that your employee is moving slower than normal, or they're very disinterested in the conversation. I mean, they're there, but they don't get engaged. And, you know, a lot of times they're showing a negative attitude.
Or a disinterested attitude. I'm just not, I'm looking at you, but I'm not listening. Another thing you can look for is have you seen, you know, people have worked so hard at home initially. They're loyal. They believe in the company, but now you need to watch for those signs that maybe they're not quite as effective as they were before. Maybe they're less productive. Is it because they don't care, or is it because they're suffering burnout? And those are two really different things. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to let go of a good employee just because they're not where they were before. So pay attention.
Careful. Absolutely. Because, I mean, that will influence or impact your bottom line. Because like Michael said, if you have a good employee, and just because they're suffering from burnout and their productivity goes down or their quality of work goes down, this does not mean that they are bad employee. It means that you should probably pay attention. In our next segment right now, we will share with you how to manage that burnout too. But if you catch them, and you know your employee is experienced burnout, it's better for you to save that employee rather than going out hiring a new employee. Think about the price tag you have to pay. Bringing them, trying to incorporate them, teaching them, and you will be losing all their knowledge they already have. That is huge. So you have to make sure that you watch out for these signs. And Michael, let's talk about some ways as an employer, how you can manage that. And sometimes we will give some advice for the employee if they experience that also.
Think first of all about your role as an owner. You're in a power position, and the risk when you go up to an employee and to ask how they're doing, so you're going to, oh, I'm doing great, I'm good, when they're not, because they don't want to get in trouble with the owner, the boss. So you have to take that away right away and say, look, I'm really concerned about my employees. You can talk to me honestly and freely here. Don't hold back, because I want to help. So are you feeling any sense of isolation because you're working from home? Or are you feeling stress here in the office because there's so much to be done? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Look, can we sit down and creatively talk about ways we can deal with that? We can resolve that. And you offer them a chance to be part of a conversation, a creative conversation, to release some of this stress and being overwhelmed. But you got to take away the power sense that they have that, oh, I can't talk to the boss about this, I'll get fired. No. You got to make them feel that you're really authentic in wanting to know how they're doing, and mutually finding a way to make it better.
And just to add to what Michael said, in order for them to feel that you listen to them, because and hear what they're talking about, you have to follow up on your conversation. Because a lot of times during that conversation, both sides will make some promises. Mm-hmm. But if you as an owner do not hold the end of your bargain, guess what? This employee, probably they will walk out or they will feel they don't care. They don't listen. They did not hear me what I said. That is extremely important.
I know what I heard you saying was that we need to both show them we're listening, and we need to offer to follow up and then do so. I just played the active listening role with Anna here. I said, Anna, what I hear you saying is, and then restated what she stated, which is what you ought to do as an owner, so that they know you listened and that you heard. So active listening means repeat first what they said before you move on. And follow through.
Absolutely. And based on your conversation, you probably will schedule a plan of attack, how you're going to help them. You may be able to provide more of a variety of workplace, because sometimes if one employee's on one place all the time, they get bored. So you may have to put them in another department or cross-train them, move them around. So you have to be creative, and you have to suggest things during your conversation. And, you know, to be honest with you, Michael said it, but I'm going to repeat it. You have to assess your management style, because a lot of times as a business owners, we think that we are the best and this is our company. But guess what? especially when you have employees. If your employees are disengaged, your company will not exist for a long time.
Anna, I think we have the materials here for a webinar, which we were talking about putting on down the road here, not too far, because there's so much to be talked about on this topic. It's a deep topic, and it is something to be concerned with, because you could be losing productivity and you could be losing employees, neither of which you want right now.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you, Michael, for reminding me. Yes, we will provide probably, not probably, but we always provide a worksheet for our listeners during our webinar. So I think that is for our podcast for today. I would like to thank everyone for joining us today. I'm, of course, Anna Steinfest, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Dr. Michael Troyer. Keep watching for us at Lessons in.
This podcast was brought to you by the Green Bay Packers Mentor Protégé Program and the Digital Department of Northeast Wisconsin Technical College.